Hello and welcome to Dad.fm. I'm your host, Adam Cohen of DataRocks.com.
And this is Drew Bennett of BenSpark.com.
And this is Jeff Bogle from OWTK.com making his triumphant return to the podcast. Balloons are literally falling around me from my ceiling. I don't know how you guys manage that, but that was pretty cool. Probably a 3D printer or something.
Party City. It's all Party City. All right, guys. Today we're jumping into the podcast with a very on-topic topic.
Yeah, we're going to get our hands dirty, literally and figuratively.
Yes, we're going to be knee-deep in it. And this is about changing the diapers and the changing tables, or a lack thereof.
That's right. So this week, Mr. That 70s Show, am I dating myself? Is he on a show right now? Because I only know him from That 70s
He just
show.
Finished up on Two and a Half Men.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah. All right. So that guy, Ashton Kutcher, he had a daughter with his fiancée, Mila Kunis, named Wyatt. And
can we just for a moment applause him for actually like landing her, like going from Debbie Moore to wow, this is mind blowing to start with.
I'm not at liberty to discuss any of those issues, but I would just say that that's not a bad situation. Yeah. So he had a daughter, or they had a daughter, and sometimes, as dads like to do, they like to take their kids out to the food court or wherever people like Ashton Kutcher go with their daughter. And sometimes those daughters, you know, let one loose in their diaper and it requires a fresh one. And Ashton Kutcher discovered what all of us dads who are involved with our kids know and have known for quite some time, that many men's restrooms out in the public space do not have changing tables. And he got really upset about it. And he let people know, and it is getting a ton of run still. This is a couple days old now, and it is still like trending topic on Facebook. And I mean, he always blows up Twitter with everything he does, but this is getting a lot of press. And it's wanted to talk to you guys about it, because talk about our own experiences out in the world, and to see if the USA Today and BuzzFeed ever covered any of your diaper changing issues that you've had in the past. I'm guessing not. And talk about what that's like for guys on the ground, guys like Scotty Schreier down in Tampa, who have been championing this cause, and he has a changing station map, like user entered. You're somewhere, you find a changing table in a restaurant or at a rest stop somewhere, you can manually enter it in and help the world, help guys all over the place know where they are and where they aren't. He's been doing that for years, and nobody's been covering it. And how frustrating, but also, you know, a net positive that Ashton Kutcher has shared this with the world. What are your thoughts on when celebrities get involved with something that, and it's like, oh, this is brand new to everybody, but everybody else on the ground is like, yeah, we've been dealing with that shit literally for decades, years.
Well, I think it's important to remember that celebrity, what we've done as a culture, we've put celebrities on pedestals, and we don't remember the fact that these people put their pants on one leg at a time. There's no Rosie the robot coming in to dress them. They don't have the Jetsons technology. These are just regular folks.
Are they, though, Adam?
Yeah,
are
they really regular? They are. And the only difference that might be between them and us is that, like, for an example, my wife took our daughter to the Gymboree class, and in the class with them was Baby North from Kim and Kanye's offspring.
Oh, wow.
And they were not there. It happened to be two nannies taking care of North instead of my wife, who was taking care of our child. So there might be differentials in like that social economic, that might be differentials in who's raising the actual child in a celebrity like standing, but they are people. But the good thing about celebrities is they are able to very quickly raise attention to very common issues. Like this has been for, as we all know, for years about the changing table situation. And I've personally had this experience where I take my son and go into a room and like, oh, there's no changing table here. Oh, there's no family changing anywhere. Oh, there's a handicap stall. And now you debate on laying your nice skip hop, you know, mat down and making it a floor changing situation where you're then like on your knees in a bathroom that probably isn't so clean because it's still a men's room.
Yeah.
And so like I've definitely been that dad that, you know, when they don't have a changing table in the men's room, I change them in the booth at the restaurant I'm at, which gets a lot of frowny faces. But then I sit there and look at back at someone and say, hey, you want to go put your knees down on the dirty toilet bathroom floor? I didn't, so that's why he's getting changed out here.
Exactly.
And I do think there's something that there's a parental responsibility these days where we do need to speak up about what's going on with this issue. How come in this day and age we don't have it the same way that we have mandated handicap stalls, where we don't sit there and say for the extra $75 you're going to have a mandated changing table, mm-hmm. or you're going to have the family restroom. I don't understand how that's still happening these days.
Me neither. I mean, family restrooms are what a great idea. That whoever, like, hey, here's a brilliant idea. Let's let all 3, 4, 5 people go in together in a big space, and they can watch their kids and not worry about them wandering off and with all your bags and all your stuff that we carry around with little kids. That they should be everywhere. That would be ideal. That's like the truly ideal situation.
Well, I think the family restroom started at the airports, and I think that's really, okay. I think they started in the theme parks, and then they grew from the theme parks to the airports, and then from the airports, I think they're now expanding outward to very large chain restaurants that have the space to put them in. I think it's very different, like in New York City, where we're all paying such premiums for square footage. And I've been involved now with a couple of commercial entities that had to deal with the idea of, well, what do we do about changing tables? What do we do about bathrooms? Do we have men's room versus women's room? Do we have unisex stalls? Do we have unisex stalls and then have a family room? And I think the average answer there is you just put the changing table in as many places as you possibly can.
Right, right. Totally. Drew, how about you? You've got youngins. I'm out of that.
I mean, I spent a lot of time changing the kids, and I take them on my own a lot. I have Andrew all week. He's 3. He's along the lines of starting to potty train, but not all the way there. So I do have to change quite a few diapers, and I choose where we go to shop based on where they have a family changing table. So we spend a lot of time at Target. They have a family changing room, but they still don't have the changing table in the men's room. Huh. They have the family stall, which is fine, you know, if you can get it and if nobody's using it.
But that's funny. That's like almost skipping like a generation. It's like, okay, so we're going to install something that's even more progressive in a way, but we're going to skip the changing table in the men's room.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know why they don't have one in the men's room, but they don't. I wish they did, but they do have the family room, which is fine. IKEA is one. They have that giant family room in the IKEAs that I've been in, where you can have 4 or 5 people, that whole family thing, and they have like a separate stall, and it's just like a whole room where you can take care of all those things. Oh, and speaking of my 3-year-old,
and there he is.
I am home with him, so he is making his first appearance on the show, and apparently he wants another show to watch. I thought I had them running in sequence, but I'll be right back.
And, you know, Drew mentions IKEA there. Now, IKEA has – I like to think that IKEA has changing stations all over the store. They're called the kids' bedroom section.
I don't think that's what it's really designed for.
But it's soft, and the kids seem to really enjoy it.
It is. And then when you – I don't know. I think my thing with all the I've gone into many a men's room that had changing tables, and I just find that the men that change kids' diapers aren't nearly as respectful as, say, in that family room or the women, because I always find that they never wipe up after they're, like, you know.
Well, you know, that's totally true.
The off of whatever that comes out of a baby – and sometimes whether you put the diaper down and it gets a little smudge somewhere, I just don't feel like they use that extra wipe to clean up after themselves. So I do think that it would be great to sit there and say we have these places to change these kids all the time on. But I think it's also there needs to be a little bit more courtesy.
You know, that is so incredibly true. And I will tell you, I had this like kind of very irregular series on my site Out With The Kids, where it's called Helpful Tips.
It's really good that you discussed that, the fact that this was a series on your blog as opposed to just you being irregular. I thought we were going to...
Well, we are. Wait, what are we? We're talking about right, Panther Fisher.
Exactly.
No, I'm very regular. That's episode 19 that's coming up later when we talk about how regular or irregular we are. No, so I have this thing that I can't stand men's bathrooms with this, around the sink. Like, you know, you guys wash their hands and then they just, there's just water everywhere all the time. And when you're in there with your kid, especially if they're old and older, like mine are 7 and 11, and when they go to wash their hands, they often like press their, it's right around their chest or their stomach, up against the ledge of the counter, and they just get this like gross old water, soapy water line, like straight across their clothing, trying to reach the faucet. And I wrote this helpful tip, like, you know, it takes one extra, you don't need an extra paper towel. I'm not asking you to like buff the counter clean, but like when you dry your hands with a paper towel, it's probably not soaked. So just like take a wipe, just one extra wipe right in front of you and wipe up all the extra water that's there. It's so simple, and it really would make the world a much better place. All right, a little bit of a better place.
It would make it a better place if people could just wash their hands properly and not get it all over the place.
Well, that's true. Yeah, I mean, if we're going to peel the onion on this issue, yeah.
That's much too much to, you know, put on people, is to, you know, actually have respect for other people when they go into the bathroom and things like that. But, you know, absolutely, that's my own pet peeve about it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, so you're right. Having them in the men's room, changing tables in the men's room is one thing. Getting guys that use them, who you would think, I mean, if you're out with your kid, I'm just going to completely stereotype in a positive way. If you're out with your kid with the diaper bag and you're changing the diapers, I'm going to assume there's like a 90%, 80% chance that you're, you know, somewhat of a decent dude, unless you're doing it as a babysitting role, which, and you admit that, which I encountered somebody on the streets of Houston at my first Dad 2.0 conference, where I was out running, and he's walking his kids. He's got two kids, one in a stroller, and I'm just, it's a beautiful Sunday morning or Saturday morning, and I was like, that's so cool. Like, that's great. And I said something to him, like, man, so neat that you're out with your kids. And he might as well have just dropped like an anvil on my head, like in a Roadrunner cartoon or something. It's because he was like, yeah, their mother left them with me. I wanted to just deck them right there on the street, but I didn't really want to be arrested in a Houston prison during the conference. But I'm like, dude, you just set dads back 30 years with your one sentence. Anyway, why was I saying that? So I'm going to assume if you're out with your kids, you're like a decent dude. So you would think decent dudes would not leave like little remnants of poop on the changing table or an old diaper that they couldn't have just thrown away in the trash can. So there's many issues into this one. Ashton. You guys there?
Oh, we're here.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Here. Holy cow. What the heck?
We're just letting you go.
I'm good. I got no beef with Ashton. He just, you know, once he gets them, that's his next tweet. So once they start showing up and he uses one, and then it's got like an old diaper stuck to it, and there's some poop smear on the top of it, and some old goldfish that somehow, you know, end up in the kids' diapers. So when you take them off, there's like little goldfish crumbs and nobody wipes up. That'll be his next
As I said, when you go in and you get to the few and far between, you know, Aussie kid changing stations, whatever the kangaroo that brand that makes them. There's like three companies that make these things, and one of them is the famous kangaroo brand.
Yeah.
Or Koala brand. Yeah. And, It is amazing for me to just turn around and say, like, they never get cleaned. I don't know what cleaning service in the world, unless you're at a kid's place, unless you're at, like, a Kidville or New York, you know, like, one of these kid places, Gymboree, that they have it where that's part of their cleaning assignment.
Right.
But, like, you go to a restaurant that has a cleaning, a changing table and a men's room, that ain't getting cleaned. That probably hasn't been cleaned since the last dad that cared twice about his kid actually used three extra wipes to wipe it down, just so he knew that, okay, you're going to go on a semi-clean surface. Totally. Might be a little wet, but it's at least clean.
The same is totally true of kids' high chairs. You go to like regular restaurants, and if they have high chairs, those things are filthy, man. Like, they don't bother. It's whatever crumbs happen to fall off while they drag them away from your table after you leave. They don't wipe that stuff down ever. It's so gross. The world, let's just surmise this entire podcast with the world is gross, and people need to really get less gross for everybody else's good.
Well, I think it's not about the world is gross, and you have to get less gross. I think this is just a core concept around we just need to be courteous a little bit more. Like, if you came in and you found a dirty high chair, you're probably going to leave a dirty high chair. But imagine if that high chair came to you clean, wouldn't and shouldn't you have the decency to clean it? Why do you think it's someone else's responsibility to clean the high chair, to clean the potty station, when it's so clearly, if you left that dirty diaper on that changing table and it left a little bit of a skid mark on the changing table because you didn't fold it over properly, maybe because it was an explosive diaper like I've had with my son several times, you do need to sit there and be a little bit more courteous to the rest of the human population, to the people that are going to come after you, and not look at your son's smear on there and be like, oh, yeah, I see Jim Bob was in here, and Jim Bob just didn't clean up after himself. It's just nasty. I have the same problem about, you know, going into the restrooms and seeing unflushed toilets. I don't understand that.
Use your foot if you're grossed out by touching it. Like, figure out a way to push that. If it's not an automatic one, which obviously in this case they wouldn't be, like, figure out a way to get your business down the drain. You know,
I just don't get it. And then add a courtesy flush. You know, stay there for the extra 2 seconds and push the thing again. These are all industrial places. We're not talking about a home that takes 8 minutes to refill a bowl. Exactly. If you're in like a 1900 home. You're sitting there in a restaurant that takes 3 seconds to flush, and then all you have to do is push the button again if it's an electronic. If it's not, use your foot and push the plunger down, and really get an extra good for measure plush, you know, push out there. I don't know. To me, it's just about courtesy. I guess we should kind of bring this back on topic about celebrity, which is, in my mind, I think it's great that Ashton's putting this out there. I do think this is something that has been, as we've all talked about, there's been someone doing a project for years. There have been professional companies that have come out there and sponsored it. I do believe that years ago there was a diaper company that actually had a sponsored app that was talking about doing this, about locating men's changing tables and changing tables in general. Mm. I do think that this is something that has to be talked about from a standpoint of whether we have to get over the public purview of the ew gross that you're changing your table, you're changing your baby at a public-facing restaurant table, which is what is the downside to not having those changing tables in the restaurant, right? Right. I've definitely done it in several Chinese restaurants when we go to Chinatown and they don't have that. And we had to change my son very quickly because you don't want them sitting in that in their own mess. Because it starts to burn them and starts giving them irritation. And that irritation doesn't just go away instantly. It stays there for 3 or 4 days. So if you sit there and say, oh, he could sit in it for another hour, they really shouldn't. And you know, that redness and the blistering, that happens as quickly as 30 minutes into a dirty diaper. And sometimes, depending on the acid that is relieved in that movement, it could be as quick as 10 minutes. Yeah. If it's like a very acidy movement that they had, it's, you know.
Well, there's a phrase I truly never thought I would be discussing on a podcast, an acidy movement. Hey, well, man. I think if there's one thing we can all agree on, that there's a lot of irritation around this issue. Yeah. God, that was a pun. I'd like to take that back. Edit that out. I'm against
it. We will wipe it from the record.
Oh, no, stop. I've opened Pandora's pun box.
Hashtag dad joke.
Well, hey, thank you, Ashton. If you're going to be the flag bearer on this, just keep going with it, man, because hopefully things will start to change. And, I mean, you know, obviously there's bigger issues in the world, but, you know, dads having this ability to take care of their kids in a proper way, in private, with some sort of privacy, that's a cool thing. That's a cool thing for everybody, and it's just going to make the parenting world a little bit better. So thanks, dude, 70s guy.
All right. Well, that does it for us today on today's Dad.fm podcast. I'm Adam Cohen with DadAtRocks.com.
This is Drew Bennett from BenSpark.com.
Jeff Bogle from OWTK.com.
And you can follow us at Dad.fm. Speak to you later.
See y'all.